7:38. It's 71. We're going to go to 83. So we thought we'd talk about Christmas.
Absolutely.
Al, are you with me there?
I'm here. I'm
Big
here.
Al all Holdren. The weather has been fantastic to be outside, and we're certainly enjoying the extra yard work we get to do this fall and everything.
Yep.
But I can't imagine it's necessarily helpful with your event coming up December the 3rd, which is not that far away.
No, we need some cold weather, Steve. Maybe a little little snow shower early in the morning and then yeah. maybe 83 in the afternoon. But, yeah, nobody's really in that mood yet, but we're in full battle mode. So
Secret Family's Christmas Charity is the event that's been going on for quite some time. You and your family started this effort, and it has grown to monstrous proportions, which is a very good thing, but it's also a very needed, necessary thing now more than ever, isn't it?
Absolutely, Steve. There's our project, and we call it a project because it's not something that we run year round. There's so many great organizations that do so many great things with the Thanksgiving dinner coming up and, yeah. Those kind of things. And we love those organizations and we support them. We just saw that there was a hole that needed to be filled with families that didn't have Christmas, and mainly school-age families, all the families that we get that recommended to us. And I get a lot of these questions. I get 40 or 50 of these phone calls. Hey, yep. My sister's family needs help. We will always tell you the families that we serve have to have a child in school, mm-hmm. and the families that we get recommended to us come exclusively, have to come through a school principal. They're our filter, and we ask them just to provide us with the families with the most need mm-hmm. out of the school. Just did the ask yesterday and asked for 10 families out of every school out of every school period
okay.
in Delaware County. We also include Monroe Central Schools.
All right, got it. And what you also need is funds to purchase the gifts and the other things that are going to make a lot of smiling people on December the 3rd.
Absolutely. Being that we are not an ongoing year-round organization, we do not do fundraising year-round. We right. do fundraising for 7 weeks only. And Steve, here's the, it's always one of those, it's 7 weeks of sleepless nights. Yeah. We've got to raise $150,000 typically in about a 6-7 week period of time. And, I know you get asked, and I get asked, how can we help?
Yep.
Well, this thing started out that my family, just with the family number one, what we did was one family took their Christmas and funded another family. So what I tell you as adults, quit buying presents for each other as adults. Take that pool of money, put it together, and donate it so that another whole family, two adults don't get maybe not have Christmas this year, but you'll have the satisfaction of that. There'll be a family out there that would have done without that you could step up and help.
Al Holdren's our guest. Secret Family's Christmas Charity, December the 3rd. Shopping starts first thing in the morning, and then the wrapping's at 7:30 at Toyota Muncie, and then the delivery starts 10 a.m. You need volunteers and all that. We'll get to mm-hmm. that later, but for now, you've explained this, the sort of donation amount that helps a whole family if they want to go that route.
Absolutely. $550 sponsors an entire family. But many of you say, boy, I can't write a check for $550. I ask you two things. If it's $100, that's great. We'll put four or five families together that can do that, and then come out and deliver some presents. I always say we don't need volunteers, but you're always welcome to come out and go deliver. They're signing up for teams right now. Mm-hmm. We'll have about 180 different teams delivering, wrapping, shopping, doing all those kind of things. And I tell you, go be an advocate. We've got to spread the circles of individuals that are helping us. So if you can donate $100, find four other families. Maybe you're in that same, we all run around with individuals at a certain age. And sometimes as we age, incomes increase a little bit and kids are out of college. So there's some free dollars, available out there, Steve. So, find me four other families that have said the same thing. Boy, I don't know how to help in this community. I'll tell you what, you can call me anytime at my work number. I'm a partner at Atlas Collections. You can reach me there. If you don't remember the phone number, just remember Atlas and call there and ask for Al.
Okay.
The number is 751-3209, okay. 751-3209, or it's al@secretfamilies.org, al@secretfamilies.org. You can go there. I'll give you all the information about what we're doing. But please be an advocate for us. Go out and say, hey, we're going to commit, and we're going to find and fund a family for you, Al. You get to be a part of it, and that's a big, big deal.